Blog Talk Radio.
Sound good to me. This sound hard. Something funky people gon' dance to. Give the record a second and a chance to. Hitting people like a scene of a maze. While they slipping back, my feet is planted in the pavement. Crumble I can never do. So now I'm looking dead at you. What are you gonna do? You listen to the knowledge of a scholar. You say how I breathe, tell them how I holler. I'm the E-double, and I proclaim my name. Straight up, good game, peace, all game. I'm like a rhino, running through the roughest pack. They figure I'm a trigger happy nigga, so they step back. Breathe. The microphone is who's last the longest. The news is strongest. It ain't a game, it's plain to see. You listen to the sounds of breathe. There ain't a future in your front.
Hey, they say ain't no future in your front. So we're going to jump right in. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Tuesday edition of Kale's Corner. What up, sis?
What's going on, my brother from a different mother? I missed you the Amen. Week.
Oh, you really missed me.
I did.
I've been told I was missable. So it's good when it's confirmed that a brother is missable. Yeah, I talk about, yeah,
that's
I
right.
miss you guys. I miss everybody. I miss all our callers, our friends, our
yeah.
family, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you, this weekend was all work. Gordon and Mack Electric was out there doing their thing. But I did have some time to go over my brother's house and, you know, he and I sat out and relaxed and chill. It was a great chill down after a day's work. You know what I mean? Kind of made me feel like the father from Little House on the Prairie. I know I'm aging myself, but you know how the father when they had a hard day's work, they were drinking pop or soda, but we weren't drinking alcohol. Come to think of it, we was Heineken zeroing it up. Yeah, talk about so
okay.
Yeah, man, bruh. Had a great time, and it's, you know, it's something about friendships, and
mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about the occasional come around, hang around, or the ones that we outgrow, because we all know we outgrow some folks, you know, or hey, they outgrow us. You know what I mean? It's rare that you find people that stay on the same level for the same amount of time. If you can follow what I'm saying. But
yeah.
Brother Ted and I, I was thinking about it, and he and I have been real friends. That's why I call him bruh, and he calls me bruh. But
mm-hmm.
we have been true friends, and not, I'm in need of some money, not, can I bring my dogs over your house, or can you, or can I bring my dogs to your house type of friend, but just genuine be there friends. You understand?
Yeah.
I you know, Trees, you know me. I believe in giving flowers while they can be received. You know?
Right.
So I just thank my brother. I thank him because, you know, we don't always display our emotions or our feelings, you know, but it's just so good to have a friend that Forgive me, y'all. I'm tearing up, T. I'm tearing up over here. It's so good.
It's all good.
Yeah. I mean, but it's so good to have a friend that you can talk to no matter what the situation is, no matter what the what's going on, to have a friend that you can just lay it all on the line, tell it how it really feels. And I mean, sometimes your significant other, your spouse, if you talk to them about it the way that you really need to get it out, they'll be hurt. You know what I'm saying? And as a man, we don't want to hurt our family. So
right.
having someone that you can talk to, express whatever, however, is priceless. It's priceless. So I thank my brother for being that friend. And look at here. We don't have to get together every weekend. We don't have to get together every other weekend. But every time we do, unless it's football season, unless it's the football season, every time we do get together, it's a great time. So, Brother Ted, I thank you. I salute you, brother, for just being you, man. Just being you and allowing me the time and the patience to be me. All right? Yeah, that's all I, you know, have to say about that. I was just thinking about that today on my ride home, you know, and it makes me wonder how many people have friendships like that, you know, where they could just go and talk to somebody and you know, everything may or may not be settled right there with that conversation, but weight is lifted. Weight is lifted off of your shoulder. Why? Mm-hmm. Because you had a chance to express yourself the way you truly, truly felt. So, yeah, that was the highlight of my – that and the Colorado State game. Tree, did you stay up and watch – did you stay up and watch the whole game? Girl.
I absolutely did.
And,
yes, I did.
That's funny. That's funny, Ted, again. Calling each other. Look, Ted called me. He said, man, I ain't going to call you no more because I was sound and sleepy. Girl, I got up. I went to 7-Eleven. Hear me? Got me 2 on sherbet push-up and some popcorn. Yes. And that girl, it woke me right on up, and I finished the game. But we'll discuss all of that. We'll discuss all of that. How was you guys' weekend? How was your weekend? What did y'all ride the horses this week?
No, we didn't ride the horses this week. That's next week. We're going to do that next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just stayed in, and Round Face, she was our parent. So, you know, we got to do what she say because she's the parent, honey. She's the parent. And she bossed us around all weekend. She bossed us around the whole weekend. And we fell for it like we always do. So it was good because she thinks she the boss anyway. So
Tree, you know what? You and Tang created a memory in that baby's mind. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness!
Yes, one day she'll think back and remember that day. You know, I can't begin to tell you all the things I remember from when I was a child, especially when mom and dad let us have our way, you know, or grandma and grandpa allowed us to have our way. So, yeah, what you guys did is pour into that baby's memory so that she will always love Nana and Papa. Yeah, come out. That's what's up.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you know I love round. That's my round face. I love myself with brown face. That little girl.
Woo.
I'm trying to tell y'all, she don't
KK
even have
to listen. Shoot, KK was here too.
Bosses
left around. We had two bosses.
I love it. I love it. Hey, listen, y'all. Tree's grandkids can be on a Jerry Lewis marathon, and they don't have to say a word. They put the camera on them babies, and people just going to send money in. I'm trying to tell y'all. Because they get me. When Uncle Kale come around, it's like, oh, she coming. She coming. She coming,
yeah.
like back in the day, Chuck D coming. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, y'all, these babies. But they are beautiful little children, and I'm so thankful. Mannerable.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Do you hear
me?
They
love Uncle Biscuit,
yes.
too. They love you, and they
yes.
love Uncle Biscuit.
Yes.
If they see 57 calling on Tank phone,
mm-hmm.
oh, they answer.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even waiting for Tank to answer the phone. They picking that phone up and answering it.
I know that's right.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, they're easy to love children, seriously, because I'm telling you, I ain't going to fake some little kids I done encountered, y'all, for real. I'm like, I can't wait to get away from this child. I want to spank this child. This child need a butt whoop. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so.
And my mother, should they see my mother? Oh, my God. They see my mother? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God. They be wanting
baddie.
To stay. Yes. They be wanting to stay.
I know
her
my
house.
Baddie's spoiled them. I know my baddie's spoiled
yes,
them.
Yes, you do.
But, hey,
right.
hey, listen.
Wait a minute, look. Before you say anything, I forgot we was on this air, and you know I just said Biscuit. So,
mm-hmm.
here go Big Boy. Biscuit.
that's 57.
That's 57 nickname for the kids
yeah.
call them Biscuit.
One day, y'all 57 gonna actually tell us where that name came from. I'm relying on it. I'm trusting in it. Okay, y'all. All right. Long enough. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, Biscuit. Nah, let me stop. On today's corner of Kale's Corner, we'll take a look at the playoff matchups, y'all. We're going to see who's lining up, what'll be what, and how things are going to go. We also will discuss the WNBA playoff standings for my brother Tane. You know what I'm saying? We're also
yeah.
going to talk Colorado versus Colorado State. I want to know who stayed up for the whole game and what you guys think about Colorado under Deion Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special week 2 winner presentation of Lady T's pick. Lady T going to tell us who won the pick, and if it's the person that I think won, I'm a killer. Week two of the NFL. What, if any, have you learned about your team or any other team, maybe in your division, maybe in your conference, whatever? What have you learned from what you've seen thus far in this 2 weeks of NFL football? All right. You can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew, my Betty G, Big Boy, Reese from time to time, yeah, time out, everybody on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563-999-3782. That's each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Kale's Corner. We're keeping it real is our only real. Now, I'm talking about Lady T. You know
yeah.
what I'm about to ask you. You know what about the ads.
Listen, hey, only thing I want to say, we got a whole slew of sick people, which is from the NFL. I just want to send some prayers out for those people that was hurt. So we'll get to that a little bit later. Because it's a whole bunch of
them. I'm with you. Yeah, it's all. There were a lot of injuries this weekend, but like Lady C said, we'll get into all of that. All right, you guys. For those who don't know, and why you wouldn't, I don't know, because we done told y'all as much as we done told y'all. We love y'all. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
This is a story of famous dogs. For the dog that chases this tale, we'll be busy. We got clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, kick dogs, dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs.
Yeah, I had to squeeze that part in. Atomic Dollar. Yeah. All right, y'all. MLB matchups. All of the wild card games are to be determined. But the playoff brackets are looking this way. The Baltimore Orioles are number one. And they're waiting for the winners between Tampa Bay Rays and the Toronto Blue Jays. Tampa Bay number four, Toronto number five. Houston Astros number two in the American League. They're waiting for the winner of the Minnesota Twins at number three and the Seattle Mariners number six. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves, as we all know, are number one, and they're waiting on the winners of Philadelphia Phillies at number four and the Arizona Diamondbacks at number five. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they're waiting on the winners of Milwaukee Brewers versus the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee is number three. Chicago is number six, and they have the in the hunt teams. We're looking at the Texas Rangers. We're looking forgive me, y'all. I got a little mixed up there. Cincinnati, Miami Marlins, San Francisco Giants, San Diego Padres, and New York Mets. And the New York Mets, Texas Rangers, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox, Cleveland Guardians, and Detroit Tigers are in the hunt on the American League side. What say you, Lady T? You still going Baltimore?
I mean, all them in the hunt teams. I mean, because I'm in the hunt now, so I'm. My chest hurts because I'm in the hunt. So I just don't even want to be in the hunt. I just want to be already solidified, like the Orioles and the Rays, you know, the Astros and you know teams like that. But my chest is killing me right now to have to say I'm still with my same friend, but I'm going with the Orioles.
You gonna go ahead and go with the Orioles already?
No, saying if my same friend don't make it out this hunt,
because
what are you hunting for? Like you should been hunting all year. Like I don't even know why they see now I'm angry. I don't even know why they call it hunt. You in the hunt. Now I'm angry all over again. That Jesus. I'm can you go to the next caller?
Let's do that. Let's save sis. Let's go to the next caller.
Save me.
My man Cap. What's happening, Cap?
Cap, save me, Cap.
This is Cap.
Take your
right?
phone on mute.
No, no, I'm sorry, y'all. That wasn't Cap. Let's go to Lou in Jersey.
Oh,
what's up,
Lou?
Lou
in Jersey.
Before I begin with my comments, I just want to know that I heard he got a new call on Thursday's show, and I happen to know who it was. Yes, and I know who it was. Her name is Diane. That I know, but here's something you don't know. I happen to know Diane because that is my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We really, hey, we enjoyed her on Thursday.
Great.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And let me say, she represented both of you great. Therese was asking her about the Cowboys, and she said, Cowboys. She stood up loud and proud.
Yes,
and said Cowboys were her pick. So we had a
great time with her
on the show. And tell her we said thank you so much for gracing our presence with her presence. Yeah, I mean, we really appreciate it.
I taught her everything I know.
She caught me by surprise. Because when I answered the phone, the call, I said, what's up, Lou? And then she said, no. She said, this is Diane. And I was like, okay, Diane on Lou's number. Something going on here.
Same area code. She might have dialed, you know, I don't know if I said that, but we do live in the same area code. We're only like 10 minutes away from each other.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I just saw the 973 and automatically assumed it was you. Okay.
And it was
all right.
Okay. That's a mistake.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm not too sold on the Tigers here. I mean, they're 70 and 80 right now. I think you can pretty much rule them out by, say, tonight or tomorrow. You say in the hunt, but believe me, when you're just about ready to be at 500 or below 500, you could pretty much rule themselves out.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were like me, like say, 79 and 72 like that, then you get a chance. If you're above a stage in the season, you don't have a prayer. Now, I mean, say like Oakland, for instance, they've been out since like the second week of April. I mean, that's a given right there. The Tigers haven't done anything since 2006. To be sadly honest with you, because, you know, ever since they got rid of some of the great players Ordonez and all that, just, you know, ugh.
But you're New York,
Tigers
right?
are a trash dump. Tigers are
Who
a trash
likes
dump.
Who likes the Tigers?
Now, well, I know some people in Detroit, so.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, you get the idea, right? Yes.
I do.
For the Yankees, you know, a lot of them are saying that they're writing him off, whatnot. But I don't know. I think they have a chance to maybe squeeze in maybe with a third wild card spot. I mean, it's a tight race now between the Rangers and the Rangers, Mariners. We got the Rangers. We got the Mariners. The Yankees are only six back of Seattle and Texas. If the Yankees can get on a hot streak and they're at home this week for the final homestand of the year, there may be a chance that they can get in. I know a lot of people are thinking I'm crazy, but again, what else is new? But, you know, I still think they have a mathematical chance to get in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Your Orioles got it wrapped up, believe me. And I'm just sorry to say about the Nationals, but, you know.
Oh, boy.
And for you Met fans out there, I got one word to say. Forget it.
For a minute?
the Mets.
Or as we say in the New York neighborhood, forget about it. Well,
What about the Houston Astros? I'm not going there. Okay. I just wanted
you
to know.
You know
you
like Houston.
Who do you think about my Giants?
Your Giants? Now wait a second. I'm going somewhere with this. It's not impossible. It's doable, but you gotta have to start winning. You gotta start winning right now. You're 74. You're 2 games out of the wild card spot. You know, because it's a big log jam between, say, from the Cubs on down to the Marlins. So you gotta start winning. You're only 2 games out. That's not a big lead with about, 11, 12 games to go. That's not a big lead. Not at all. Yeah. But you got to start with you got to hope teams like the Marlins and the Reds fall apart. The Reds I'm a little shaky about because they could be very inconsistent. So while they're good right now, they also have the capability of falling apart. I mean, we've seen it before. I mean, what happened to Pittsburgh this year? They started out well at the beginning of the year, and then they just went back to their old self. What a shame.
Okay, Lou.
Just because you're good in April does not mean you're going to be good in September.
Mr. Baseball. Go ahead, Lou. That's what's up. Thank you, bruh. Let's go to my brother, man. I talked him up and talked him up. What's up, kid?
What's up, T?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Kels? Calling, hey, Lady T. How y'all doing, fam?
All right.
What's going on, Lou? Good breakdown.
No doubt.
I got family in Detroit also, too. Hey, but, bro, you won't make me come to tears, man. Yeah, we really did have a good time. But I needed that, too, you know what I'm saying? And like you say, man, true friendship, like I always tell you, man, is – if it's worth it, it's worth working at, you know what I mean? And like you say, a true friendship, like you say. It ain't, you know, we done bumped heads, you know what I'm saying? And well, you know, this and that, but we always come together and talk about it as men, you know what I'm saying? So we don't never let it go past as well. We can't come together in any disagreement and come back with mutual respect. So, yeah, definitely. It's 18 years, man. However old man is, I think, adds one to it, you know what I mean?
Hey, Ted, I can't take both of y'all crying now.
I'm also crying because of them sorry bears, you know. You know. I caught how y'all came on real happy because of y'all team 2-0. You know, I get it. I understand.
We just bringing the energy. That's all.
Exactly. I still got a chance to go to the what's the name game, the Sox and the Nationals. But I'm like, man, I can't be sitting in no chairs for 3 hours, you know what I mean? I'm not a baseball player like that, no fan like that, you know?
Right.
So, but a friend of mine, you know, invited me and stuff. I said, man, I got to introduce you to my brother, you know? He would definitely love something like that. I said, but he got a show today. I said, but definitely he would be a baseball candidate to go, you know? But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you would
love
it, man. I'm not going to tell
you
one time.
You would.
Just go one time. You will love it. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
that 3 hours will go by so fast, you're not even going to believe it's over. You're going to be like, what? It's over? Okay.
When they get to the bottom of the seventh inning and going to the stretch and everybody singing the song and up and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, y'all gonna make me put on my gear then, throw my socks hat and call them. If that game started at 7, you know, I'm just getting home from the doctor itself. So, watch the game. You might see me.
Smiling,
there you go.
Smiling make you feel good. Smiling make you feel good.
Yeah,
so you just came from the doctor. You already got a good bill of health. So boom, go on down there, have you some laughs, get a little brew in every now and then, and keep it moving. You gonna have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna keep that in mind. It's like, let me see.
Time
is going away though, but I would have to go leave y'all early though. But yeah, okay, go ahead though. I'm gonna continue.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Your club, man. Your
club
still in the hunt, man.
I told y'all, man, don't call us out. You know?
There you go.
I'm not saying we're going to win the World Series or nothing like that, but we can get lucky like we did when we, when we won it last time. But, hey, is anybody ball game? But we play good small ball, too, though.
We be manufacturing runs,
so that's one thing about us. So, like as y'all say, anybody getting the chance, you get a chance to play. Hey, it's anybody's thing, but
anybody. You give yourself, and you may dance. That's all I got to say about that.
Y'all in a good league, too. Like, y'all in there with the Brewers, the Cincinnati Reds, the Pirates, and the Cardinals. So, y'all did pretty good to be in there with them. Y'all
Brewers
ranked number two in it.
Y'all right on their heels, though.
Y'all only 10 games behind them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And with there being, like Lou said, with there being 11 games left, to be down by single digits is a good thing. It's a good thing because anything can happen. I'm talking, I don't want anyone to get hurt, but injuries are part of sports, so we must talk about it. Somebody can fall into a pitching slump, a hitting slump, a catching, it's all type of slump that can come that will project your team up higher than the team that they're chasing. So keep your fingers crossed. That's all I can say. Let's go to another call. 57, what's happening, brother? How are you today?
Come on in, 57. What's up, Huckleberg?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, honey?
I was listening to Lou talking.
Say what? Man. I said, you kind of scared me. You came on loud. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Well, go ahead.
I must have my phone turned up too loud.
Go ahead. You good.
Hey, that $1 million phone you got.
Anyway.
You know.
I agree with everything, a lot of what Lou said, other than the Yankees, that we don't have a snowball's chance in hell of going to the playoffs. I like the Phillies in the National League. I like the Braves. Like Cap said last week, I think the Phillies are almost where they were last year when they went to the World Series.
Right.
Coming out of the American League, it's hard. Oh, let me say this, sis. I'd rather be in the hunt and not in the hunt at all, I know how you're feeling right now because being in the hunt is like Elmer Fudd. You're always hunting rabbits, but you never get one,
Exactly.
I like Houston because they always seem to be right when playoff time comes. This might be the Mariners' year to come out of the West. Also, we just have to see. But as far as the Twins and the Brewers, the Cubs. I don't think they're going to do too much. They've had a pretty good year, but that's always the Cubs. They have a good year, but they never go anywhere. So, but, we got 11 more games. We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's go to another caller. My man, my brother, Tang. What's up, Tang?
What's going on, Tang?
Yeah, it's Corner family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro?
You good? You good?
Yeah, I ain't hearing that energy, Tang.
You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man. You know, we just, everybody in the division winning, man. We having a good time in the NFC East. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm real good. Yes, sir.
We're
doing
good in the West over here. We're doing good in the West.
Hey, look. And it's crazy because earlier I was thinking, I was like, dang, this is the only time I believe, if I'm correct, I said, this is the only time all the teams on here won. And then I forgot about my brother Ted. When Ted said something about the Chicago, I said, God darn it, Chicago, the only team didn't make it this week.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, that's all right, though. We're all going to get that W next week, man. We all going to get that W.
That
ain't
his fault, man.
No, it ain't his fault.
Ain't no Bears in Chicago. Don't y'all know that? They all let
the Bad News Bears.
Bad
News Bears. I'm accepted, man. But y'all going to talk about your Dallas, man. You know, go ahead. In your
great
division.
Job, but I'm good, big bro. I'm good. What's up, Lou from Jersey?
Breaking news, Tang.
What's
Tang,
up?
Breaking news. The Bears play the Chiefs next week. The Bears play the Chiefs next week, man.
But see, Tang, now see, let me say this, Tang, if you would have came on all excited, they would have said, oh, here go the Dallas fan and this and that. But see, you know, they was all happy, you know, because, yeah, they 2-0, but see, you all calm and cool. You just waiting and doing your thing. I feel you, man. I feel you.
Well, I had some excitement for you, but I thought we was talking baseball, so I was holding off on my NFL excitement.
Yeah.
You know, but y'all just walked right into football with no warning.
No, we still talking baseball.
You know,
we still talking baseball.
We need some baseball talk, guys.
Yeah, you're right. That's my bad, y'all. But look, I'm just going to say this about baseball, man. Y'all already know who I said the only people I believe.
Because he ain't got nothing to say about baseball. Both his teams,
really
he got, ain't doing nothing.
I'm waiting till October the 3rd, man. I'm waiting till August. That's when the playoffs start, 57. It's nothing to really talk about.
You jumped off one wagon to another wagon.
You're going to stop giving us dates, man. You said you're going to wait till the 28th with the fight. Now you wait till the 3rd. Come on, bruh.
That's when the playoffs start. And the 28th is in 2 more days. So we're going to knock that one out of the box. But the playoffs don't start to the 3rd October. We pretty much know who's going to make it there and who ain't going to make it there. I'll be saying the same thing y'all saying over and over. I'm just, once this, like Ted say, when that small ball gets started up in October, we're going to see who's going to win the World Championship, the World Series. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. All right.
And
you're going to
leave it at that. Come on, man.
Yeah, exactly.
The studio full.
Well, we know the
come on, come on in. Here.
We know the Giants ain't gonna make it there. So I mean, you know, they out of it.
Shot.
And Yankees too. And Yankees too. That's why he mad at you.
I look, I already accepted my fate a long time ago. I already know that. So I get to sit back and laugh at those who haven't accepted theirs yet.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Man, I ain't felt like this in 26 years. This is a weird September, man. I'm trying to tell you. But I know y'all ain't going to be talking about that for now. But as far as the baseball thing, I think Philly going to run it back, go back to the World Series, take the whole thing. I'm looking at my Bryce Harper jersey. I'm like,
Jersey, is he going to go back? My Jersey saying, yeah, he's going to go back. So guess what? I'm going to move to my Jersey.
You gave up on that? You gave up on that?
No. Yeah, it was in the back of New Jersey. It was number 34, though. It was number 34. You know, he wore number 34 here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he going back to the World Series. So I'm picking the Phillies in, you know, in the NL and in the AL. I'm going to be on the state side and pick the Orioles. I like their bullpen.
That's,
and the starting pitcher of Craner. I think Craner is in the run for a Cy Young, ain't he? Is he in the young for
yeah.
that?
Yeah,
I like that pitcher. He go deep in this, going deep in this. You know, you need something like that. Give bullpen some rest. You know, especially for the eighth and ninth. You know, pitcher should be coming out in the 7-8 to put the bullpen in situations. You need somebody that started like him who go take him in deep situations.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
So I like the Orioles and the Phillies.
Orioles. So you got the Phillies taking Atlanta out of there. Am I correct?
Yeah. Although I like Ronald Acuna and you know the whole team like that, but Philly's been there recently, so I'm going with the team that went there recently.
Okay. All right.
Let's take another call. Come on in here, Cap. I know this from you.
Yeah. What up,
yo? What's up,
Cameron?
Brett?
How's everybody? Let me try to tang John. Let me see. I'm going to try to tang John. What's up, Lady T? What's up, Kel? What's up, 007? What's up, Lou? What's up, 57? What's up, Ed? What's up, Kirby? What's up, all them guys like that?
The whole family, yeah. No
you
doubt.
Up, family.
Yeah.
You got it, though.
Okay.
What's up, Cap?
Right. Well, I know myself and myself and 57, we've been kind of doubting them Orioles, but I think I'm starting to turn slowly, man. I'm feeling Orioles magic, bro. They just don't know no better, man. They playing ball,
man.
I don't know no song I hate more in baseball than the Orioles song. I'm telling you, it cringes
Yo.
Me. But go ahead.
I remember way back in 79 with Lowenstein, Bunbury, Eddie Murray, Jim Palmer, and they gave it to the Phillies back then. Mike Schmidt and Luzinski and Maddox. So I'm looking at an I-95 series, man.
Okay.
I'm looking at an I-95 series, man.
But, Cap, you said Bunbury.
Yeah.
You said Bunbury. Earn, that's on here. He said he's some kin to him. His name Earn Brumbry.
Oh wow, good stuff. Okay,
yeah
Al Brumbry, tough number one, center field, lead off.
Okay.
So it might be I-95 series, man. I-95 series.
Okay.
I can't find myself ever rooting for the Orioles ever in my life. I don't care how good they get.
What? I want them to get there. I want the Phillies to win. Yeah, I want them to get there. But I want
why are you
to
hating? I don't even want to see the Orioles in it, man. I don't even want to see them with a winning record. I don't even like the Orioles. I can't stand them. I'm sorry, Mom
it's
Betty. You know,
I'm saying,
hey,
you know,
Mom
Betty.
Yeah, hey.
You know.
Sometimes you just sometimes you got to accept. No, I ain't giving Mom Betty no love. I'm sorry.
I mean, they is in the AL East. It's only fair. It's a rivalry.
If they win it. I can't do nothing about all of that. But as far as my loyalties or sympathies or emotions go, I can't stay. I feel about the Orioles the same way I feel about the Boston Celtics. Boom.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
With a period after that, a big
period.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How about an exclamation point?
You don't know.
No,
that's another thing.
Go ahead and be a loser.
Hey, 57.
Go ahead and be a loser. Hey, Mom Betty said, go ahead and be a loser then.
57.
I've been there before,
we got
Mom Betty.
Right.
What's up, Tang? What would you get ready to say, Tang?
I'm saying we got another thing in common. We got another thing in common with those Boston Celtics, but that's a topic for another time. But good job on that.
Oh, yeah.
Late-breaking news. Late-breaking news. The Yankees changed their names to the Newport Yankees.
Not the Newport. Not the Newport.
You know what?
How long did it take you to think of that, man?
No,
not the Marlboros that you have to smoke to think of that right there.
Hold on, y'all. It's a couple things,
you know,
y'all. We got Diane back, y'all. How are you doing?
Oh, no.
Hey, Diane. What's up, Diane?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Hey,
good job.
Enjoying each other. Yeah, we're glad you're back. We were just telling Lou how much we enjoyed your company on Thursday. So glad you called back. Thank you. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Every now and then it's good to hear a different voice. Yeah, I'm talking about, so yeah, you with that different voice, and we appreciate you being here with us. Let me turn Lou back. Turn Lou? Lou,
yeah.
You with us? Okay.
I'm here.
We got your better half on here with us today.
Yes, you do.
Spoken like a husband. Y'all ain't married yet, because
right.
he's speaking just like a husband would. Yeah,
talk about. He's speaking into existence. Right.
That's my girl.
Diane, do you have a thought on this baseball? Who do you think is going to take it all?
No, I really don't know.
Okay, that's cool.
That's
cool.
Okay,
so good. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to take Baltimore either, huh?
I can get a clue, though.
Give her a clue, Lou.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it'll be in the National League. The winner is going to come out of the National League. I mean, we'll look at the American League. We'll put a good fight, but I do think it's going to come down to the National League. And for those of you who've been following the standings as closely as I have the past few months, I think it's going to be a pretty good idea. It's going to come down between the Atlanta Braves and the L.A. Dodgers. That is going to be a very good NLCS matchup.
Oh, man. Not the Dodgers, Lou.
Not the Dodgers, please. Not the Dodgers.
Braves.
Man, they always choke in the playoffs.
Braves.
And don't count the
Dodgers. I think Houston's going to be right.
Why don't you have the Dodgers?
Not the Dodgers.
Yep. Good.
All right, y'all. Great baseball conversation, guys. We got to move on. 563-999-3782. Rev, I see you there. I'm coming to you next, Rev.
Let's
G-O
do it.
On the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw the girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar.
You're a liar. I love that song, yeah.
I got
WNBA. Yeah, baby.
Wow, man.
The WNBA. We have the Aces. We have the Lynx, we have the Wings, and the Liberty. What do they all have in common except for the Lynx? Every last one of them scored 90 or more points in their game won. The Aces took the Sky. The Suns lost to the Lynx. The Wings beat the Dream. And the Liberty beat the Mystic. Wow. The Aces also beat the Sky with the, to have a 2-0 lead in their series against the Sky. The second game was,
Right.
And the Lynx won game 82-75. And y'all, listen, my Mystics, y'all trying. They trying, poor little Mystics. But, you know, we have so many. I was just about to say that. We have so many players hurt, y'all, that, you know. But I will say this, if I have to pick a team, I'm full of them Aces, y'all. Them Aces, they playing great female basketball. I mean, everything is by the book. They're passing, they're stealing, fast break, their defense. They held the Sky to 59 points, y'all. 59 points, 87-59. And they didn't score 90 because they didn't need to. You know, everybody else, well, the Suns only scored 90 versus the Lynx, but the Lynx only gave them 60 points in return. So them Aces, man, I'm telling you. And then when the Sky tried to put a little offense, to their game in on Sunday the 17th, the Aces beat them 92-70. Them Aces on a roll, y'all. Them Aces are on a roll, and I don't see anybody topping them. I truly don't. Now, the Mystics and the Liberty play today, and the Dream and the Wings play today as well, but this Mystic series, I'm giving it to the Liberty. I wish we could raise a white flag and tell them just move on, seriously, because we're not a whole team. We're not a whole team, and that's no excuses, no excuses. If you're there, you have to play, but we're playing on crutches right now. So, but again, nobody is looking as strong as the Aces, Las Vegas, to me right now. Lady T, you got an opinion?
Liberty. The Liberty, they like right there. Like, if anybody can beat the Aces, it would be the Liberty team. And if somebody was to beat the Aces, a lot of the people in any other team besides the Liberty beat the Aces, it's because of the Aces occurred a lot of injuries. People got hurt or, you know, some freak accidents happened and two or three players went down or something like that. But I got the Aces winning as well. But you were saying you don't see anybody that could probably beat them. But only people I see that could probably give them a go for their money is the Liberty. The Liberty is they're a good stacked team but they're not as stacked as the Aces are.
Right. Okay. You know what? I told him I was gonna bring him in. Come on, Rev. What's happening, Rev T?
Oh no,
just
not a clue.
Hey, Rev.
What's happening?
Oh no,
no.
What's up, Nog?
What's going on, Nog?
Rev.
Hey, nothing cooler. What's up, everybody?
Yeah,
how y'all doing?
Hey.
What up?
Yeah. You can hear the engine shut down.
I mean,
we glad it's you,
sorry to disappoint. You know, I roll up every once in a while. But look, this like PlayStation, baby.
Glad you're here for real.
You're a welcome voice, bro.
Put Vegas and New York Liberty in the finals. Let's go get it on. Let's see what's happening. Let's see Stewie against Old Girl. Like, That's what we want to see. So, yeah, go and simulate the rest of this, man. We don't need to see this. Skip the game.
Skip now, they got to make some money, Nas.
Yeah, they got to make money. Them incentives.
Yep.
Yeah, they're trying to make
money. Next thing you know,
get their money up. They try to get their bag.
Somebody be stuck in Russia. Somebody be stuck in Russia. We got to go get
them. I can't with him. I cannot. I can't with him. I can't with him.
Don't, hey, look, don't take no cigar, no vape, or nothing with you down there. Don't take nothing.
Yep.
Don't even bring a fingernail file. Don't even bring a fingernail file.
You just get on the bus the way you got out of
whatever
the bed.
You came with, whatever you left with, come back with that. Don't bring nothing else with you home. Nothing. Not a
yeah.
Bus, not a
But hold on now. Let's keep it a buck, man. Brittany been going over there for years. Everything was all good. She got to take her vape, take her smoke, do whatever she wanted to do. All of a sudden, worst of the worst happened, a war kick off while she there, and then she turned into a political ship. It
I ain't going
bad.
Back over there.
It's a bad look. You can't tell me she was
I ain't going back over there.
She was going. Can't tell me.
The bad luck getting on that plane. That was the bad luck, getting on that plane. I understand about the war and all of that. The bad luck was getting on that plane, man. Period.
I ain't going back.
She should have did what the rest of us do. Get high in your hotel before you get on the plane, and then leave the rest of it there.
I came with him.
Yeah,
you got a hookup at a restaurant. You show up one day, Tyrone ain't there for the hookup, and if you bring it
you
up,
know
you
know what I'm
saying? Get Tyrone fired. You know what I'm saying?
They say you know Tyrone in the gulag.
Tyrone fired, man. All right, hey,
listen, Tyrone, you hotel for $10? Oh no, you gotta go. Like you gotta understand.
You got to go. Come on in here, Marcus. What's happening?
Marcus.
What's going on, people?
What's up,
hey, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
What it do?
Hey, listen, y'all. Marcus is my game buddy. And I'm going to say this before he got, because I know he got to go. But Marcus, my game buddy, y'all. I was heated this weekend, the first half of that football game.
Oh,
and
I know
Marcus kept coming with everything I say, he combated it with a positive
some positivity.
Compliment. Yes. Some positivity, everything.
Good
that's,
job.
Like my that's my co-host, man. But, yeah, bruh told me, calm down. We good. It's four quarters, Kale. Normally what I say to people, Marcus was saying it to me all the whole first half. And then the second half, I had to eat humble pie, for real, y'all. And it wasn't good. It didn't taste good at all. But, hey, that's what we do. Come on, Marcus. WNBA, bro.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Who you got? Come on, man.
Who you got
winning? Yeah. You think anybody going to be able to take
You think
anybody going to be able to take
the Liberty, the Wings, the Dream?
Yeah. Who going to take them Las Vegas Aces out?
I got to tell you, bro. Anything D.C., I got to repeat it. The only teams that I support is D.C. teams. So if the Mystics is in it, I'm with the Mystics. So that's what it is, 100%. And if it's
okay,
close, it's going to be, which is why I got the Orioles. If it's close, they're the closest thing to the DMV. And they probably going to win. They probably going to win because Biscuit don't want them to win.
Ain't that something? Kale did that, bro. He did that an hour ago, bro.
Hey, Uncle Biscuit, I love you.
See what
Uncle
I'm saying?
Don't treat me like that, man.
Uncle Biscuit,
y'all some babblers. Y'all some bad ones, man.
Hey, we love my mama biscuit. We love my mama biscuit.
Oh, Mark, you choked me up on that one, Mark. You choked me on that one. I wasn't expecting that. Oh, my goodness. All right, so, hey, Mark, you say the mystery. You know, bruh gonna ride on that, hoping that prayer. But you know what, Mark, is right there with you, man. Even though we hurt, limping, walking on crutches, and everything, I'm gonna go with you, man. I'm gonna ride with you till the wheels fall off. But
it
ain't
be,
all of
be off in about 2 more days. They be off.
Yeah.
How about you say?
Put me out my misery.
Yeah, they be off about 2 more days. Yeah.
Yeah, the time's out.
I think all of us gonna feel the same
Friday.
Way.
Yeah, they be off by Friday. Them wheels will be off by Friday.
Hey, and you know what, y'all? I got a new name for our next guest. Let's welcome in Red Fickle. New name. Red Fickle. You ain't Red T no more. He Red Fickle. Let's see what Red got
fickle.
To say.
I just heard what you said calling me fickle. Ain't nothing fickle about what I said. I spoke the truth. And although the truth ain't come to light, but everything is still all right. You a forever. Mm-mm.
It ain't the truth then.
Yeah, I'm about to say it
is the truth.
It, and it's not the truth. It was a lie.
You
if
a
you
liar.
This is where we keep it real over here.
But see now, I spoke the truth, but I said one thing, but I said at game time, my belief kicked in that everything will be all right. But let's be honest. In the first half, you were saying, damn, Rev was right. He was
no,
right.
I
but
nah.
I had an epiphany.
Nah,
no.
I never said that. I never.
What he was saying is Rev ain't coming on Tuesday. That's what he was saying.
I don't
want to
hear all you making my ears hurt. All you, the devil is alive. Satan, get behind me. Yay, behind me.
Oh,
you've been saying that
5 weeks ago. But it seemed like you the
lie. But now, can I keep it real with y'all though? Now,
say he a lie. The
please,
truth is not in him.
Everybody
huh?
been thing about the commanders now they Super Bowl contenders and all
that's
of that
how we
stuff.
Talking about
man,
basketball.
Let's stop all that, man. They ain't Red, nobody
Red
ain't Super Bowl contender right now.
WNBA, bro. WNBA,
say what?
Bruh. WNBA.
I was flipping the script on you. Oh, WNBA. Well, and you see the South Carolina Gamecocks. That's what you see in the WNBA right now. You start to see all them girls that Dawn been down in, Dawn Staley. Dawn sexy, too. You see a little sexy little light-skinned woman in there.
Boy,
He don't like your kind.
Little chick.
Yeah.
That's all right. I like her kind, though, too. You know what I'm talking about? When I'm just saying, Dawn Staley, not all jokes aside, though, Dawn Staley down there coaching them young girls up, and she getting them ready to go to the next level. And what you're seeing in WNBA right now, you start to see the babies of Dawn Staley, they started to excel Indiana in it, right? And that was the young girl, I can't get her name off the top, the point guard, that was with South the Gamecocks. Guess what team she on? The NBA, right? And where the other one at? You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, between one of them girls, they going to end up getting in the round and get a WNBA championship, all because Dawn Staley didn't have to prepare. And I'm going to tell you something. Angel Reese going to be the first pick in the WNBA draft this year. Put my mark on that. Angel Reese going. Whether LSU makes it far or not, Angel Reese going to be the first pick.
Yeah, I can't argue with you on that point. I can't at all.
Angel Reese about to see she about to set the WNBA on fire. If they ever wanted a marketing gym before, Angel Reese is going to be that marketing gym that can help those women get more. I'm all about them women getting paid, If them men can go out here and make million-dollar checks and play basketball, the women can go out here and make million-dollar checks too. But it's all about sponsorship. It's all about having the face, to be out there to get that money for those ladies. And I think Angel Reese, when it's WNBA season over, she about to take it. She just got to keep her nose clean. And not to say, you know, she's doing anything bad, but just kind of watch the company she keep. Because with this fame that Angel Reese then picked up, you notice certain people have been reaching out to her that normally wouldn't reach out to her. You understand? These jazz time rappers and stuff. So if she could just keep herself cool and don't get too caught up with the BS that come with somebody else's drama, she'll be all right. And the young lady, Shakira, what's her name? Shakira Richardson should be a prototype of what these young ladies shouldn't try to get themselves caught up in. Because right now, the black athletic woman, they making statements in these sports, in tennis, in basketball. They even Tiger Woods' cousin started even make some noise in golf. So you understand, we got to support these women, but they just got to watch the company key, as do the men. Did I say too much?
No. Right on point.
You told me keep it WNBA women and all that stuff. 57 ain't say nothing, so I must have been on point.
Biscuit agrees.
But can I say one thing before I go, though, real quick, though? Because I got to go. But I thanks one for y'all for having me on Kale's Corner when y'all allowed me to come on. I really appreciate that. More than what y'all might think. But real quick on the sidebar with these Commanders, they 2-0 right now, but their offensive line and those linebackers are suspects. They had joy on Sunday, but that joy and that comeback ain't always going to be there. They got to find a way to get better protection for that quarterback pass. No, I'm just saying. I'm not having doubt. I'm just saying they gotta get better with pass protection for that young quarterback, because they ain't gonna be able to come back from no 21-3 deficit every week in and week out. Is what I'm saying.
Right.
Can they go toe-to-toe with anybody in NFL or these undefeated teams, these 2-0 teams right now? Sure they can go. Anybody in the NFL can go toe-to-toe with any team any given day. But the thing with Washington is the kick out on them is their offensive line. And I know a lot of people like Charles Leno or whatever, but he's suspect. He really is suspect. That dude Wiley, he's suspect. He's really suspect. And so the best way to get them going is to allow them to come out and get some runs going. Use Brian Robinson more. Use Antonio Gibson more. If you don't want to really put the ball in his hand for tuck and run, then get him out there in those screens and make those linebackers and those safeties come up so you can start to make those receivers drop behind them and set up with the play action. And I think the Commanders will be all right. But they got to fix this thing with the offensive line, and they got to fix this thing with the linebackers. Not so much Damon Davis. But what's that Bama name they got? What's his name? Bates or whatever?
That's a Bama.
What's that? Coates or whatever Coates. That linebacker they got. Coates, yeah, he's real suspect, my man. And so at the end of the day,
right.
I love y'all, Lady T. I'm going to leave up to you to pass out the praise God candy for me. And just always remember, it still ain't December, so it's just September. So don't get your hopes up so high. Just take it one day at a time, one game at a time, one quarter at a time, one half at a time, and let it go ride or die with it when it comes to the Commanders.
Thank you.
See that?
Thank
I need
you,
to praise
Rick.
God candy now. But yes, I did say that it was going to lose to the Denver Broncos, and they beat them. So there you go, Bama. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, hey,
I ain't gonna say it no more. I ain't gonna admit it no more. Bye. Bye. That's what you want
yeah,
to hear. That's what you want to hear.
I like how you. Yeah, exactly. Because I like how you squeeze.
I feel
that
the spirit
in
coming on. I'm speaking
end.
In song right now. I gotta go. Mama say,
oh,
Mama Marcus. Mama say, Mama Marcus. I said, I'm not the ankle of y'all. You're not the ankle of y'all.
Bye, Rev.
She was doing good.
Oh,
man.
God. Wow.
He was doing good until he hit that mama talk leg part.
Yeah, you know, then he stopped playing around again.
He's an idiot. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't get it. I want to talk about the WNBA.
Go ahead.
Can
go
I
ahead,
get it when you come back?
Nah, go ahead. Because when we come back, we're going Colorado versus Colorado State.
Wow.
So
I mean,
go ahead.
Took up. Well, anyway, my opinion. You said the Liberty. If you look at the last record, they done beat the Aces two times. Especially they won the Commissioner's Cup, beat them. So, but also with Candace Parker being out with the Ace, that's going to really hurt them because New York Liberty is stacked also. You know, they playing good ball at this certain time. Like Lady T say, they right behind them. They won. They the number two team. Ace is number one. But if Candace Parker don't come back, the Liberty in a five-game series, it's gonna be tough. But as far as the women getting more money, why you only got them playing three games? You know, as far as they start them off with a five game series, that would draw
right.
more revenue. So you know they
right,
keep talking
right.
about this and that, but you're not doing things to make it so. You know, so like I say, two out of three. Come on, it's over with right there. You don't get not really
yeah.
by the chance. These are professional teams. So I think the first
yeah.
series should go five, and then for the championship, it should go seven. So, but as far as winning, I want the Ace to win it again. But then again, I get hard for the Liberty because they was one of the first franchises when they developed the WNBA, and they haven't won yet. You know, so and
Ace just
came off.
I don't think the Aces even need Candace Parker to win the whole thing. I think her going over there was just to collect the trophy. They had a dynamite team before she went there. They got a dynamite team. Now that she's hurt, so I don't think they even need her to win a title. But like you said, the Liberty got a great team. I would like to see the Liberty win it, but if the Aces are still there, I don't think they're going to do it. But
no,
the Aces got a good team
Liberty,
without Candace Parker.
It,
they don't need Candace
they
Parker.
Bigger. They bigger.
And the girl Asia Williams is playing her butt off right now.
Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson is playing her butt off right now.
But you got Sabrina Nesco, you got Bree Stewart, you got Jacquel Will Jones is playing real good ball. And they got a decent bench. Like I say, they match up with them. They done beat them the last two games.
She's overrated. Jacquel Will Jones is overrated.
I'm just saying, they beat them
overrated.
The last two games.
But I'm just telling you, you brought her name up. And I'm just saying
just
she's overrated.
The last two games. I hear you. I'm just saying,
okay, that's
bar,
fine.
Man. I don't
that's
think
fine.
Through all that. He's just big
well,
body, though. He gives them trouble.
Well,
that's all. I like
well,
Asia
if,
very
if,
much.
If the past is any view into the future, coming into a game where you've already won twice against a team, you have a different type of confidence in your execution and your game plan. So I get what you're saying. With the Liberty beating the Aces twice this season, but we all know, and all of us, when it comes to them playoff animals, people don't have the same light or the same heat on them, all right? So, hey, it's going to be a great series. Hey, it's going to be a great series either way. All right, y'all, we got to go. 563-999-3782. Great conversation, y'all.
So we're black and yellow. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front. And they bump. Where you get your
Hey. All right,
blow the whistle.
That was Cleveland last night. Blow the whistle.
Boy.
Blow the whistle, please.
The Colorado Buffaloes advanced to 3-0, beating Colorado State Rams 43-35. And I just want to get this out early. I believe that hit on Hunter was malicious, intentional, and that young man should be suspended for at least 3 games for that illegal hit. That's
absolutely
all I'm going to say about it. That's all I got to say. Lady T, where are you standing with that?
I do agree. I'm going to take it one step further.
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids now are getting NIL money, so he should be fined. He should be suspended. I don't think that he should be getting death, though. I don't think that, because he is receiving death threats. So I don't think that people should be sending him death threats and talking about they want to, you know, kill him and do all this kind of stuff. Yes, the play was dirty. The play was a bad hit. We all agree that the play was a bad hit. But it is also a part of football, and to be punished is not to be dead. To be punished is just to be punished. It means, like Kale just said, he needs to be suspended. Like I'm saying, he needs to be fined. So he needs to be fined and suspended, but he don't need to be getting death threats, like looking over his shoulder every time he walk out the door and all that kind of stuff. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that kind of violence. I just don't agree with that. But I do agree that he needs to be fined and he needs to be suspended. I do believe that.
Yeah, and a quick note, Travis Hunter will miss. He'll miss three weeks with a lacerated liver.
Yeah.
So
he should have been thrown out the game. He should have been thrown out the game.
Hey, that's the thing I was about to say right there. Sir. He should have got the same punishment for targeting, because that hit wasn't necessary. He should have been thrown out the game.
He was thrown out.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He was thrown out the game. I don't remember him being thrown out the game.
Because the dude Jackson took his place on cornerback.
Yeah,
it was short. They announced that they were short on the secondary.
They just took him out the game.
I didn't see that. He wasn't thrown out the game,
like Kale was saying. He wasn't thrown out the game. He was just taken out the game for a couple of plays. He wasn't thrown out the game.
It wasn't by the referees, and it wasn't about the NCAA. It was the team that took him out of the game. It wasn't. But what I'm saying is the referee should have made him go to the locker room. Seriously.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
He needed to escort.
Can't play the next game.
No.
Yep. Can't play
the next
game.
My thought is,
can't play the next game.
Well, however long Hunter's going to be out, he should be out. And then, like you said,
those are not the rules. You can't do it like that.
I understand that. Can I finish my point, Jack?
Go right ahead.
I'm just saying that, okay? You took the man out with a vicious hit, with, like you said, and then the way he taunted him, he stood over him, you know, where he stood over like, yeah. You know, I wonder if Colorado player would have did that to a Colorado State player, on that side of their bench, what would have happened, and what would they would have did? So they gave that boy a whole pass, and you hurt this boy, you lacerated his liver, and you really maliciously tried to do that and stood and posed, like taunted him. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't try to reach inside of this guy and lacerate his liver. He didn't know that was going to happen. But the only thing they didn't do was they didn't follow through with the full penalty like they should have. But as far as him being suspended for 3 games because homeboy's hurt for 3 games, that's not right.
Okay.
Can I jump in?
Did he be suspended?
Yeah, he should have been suspended just like the rules say. He gets thrown out of this game, and then he can't play the next game because that's not
right. Right, another game.
And if they don't, if he plays next week, that means they didn't call him for targeting, and they should have.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Come on, Cap.
I'm not sure if you guys notice how thin Hunter is. Like, he's super thin. He's like 40-50 pounds. So when you wide open like that, and somebody lunging at you and hit you in your core area, man, that's major damage that's gonna happen automatically. Cause you don't have anything. You don't have no cushion. You don't have no. There's no padded. There's nothing. That bull, man. Listen, I believe it was done intentionally. They try to take the quarterback out in the fourth quarter. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I kept saying I said to myself, the coach was already in, you know what I'm saying? Like, he already had it in for Deion with the sunglasses thing and the little
It was a rivalry for real.
So he was, I think he had a conversation with his kids and was like, you know what I'm saying? Indirectly, not directly saying it, but indirectly saying it. Take him out.
Yep.
And if anything happens, I got your back.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. I got your back. So.
Bounty bowl, yep.
You're right. But, Kel, remember where I was saying how they was targeting Hunter earlier in the game? You know, some penalties they did call, but then one of them they didn't call. But it's like they was trying to rough him up the beginning of the game and until they finally hurt him and took him out. And so what kills me, though, these teams talking about, well, they thought, you know, Colorado was going to blow them out and this and that. Who said that? Colorado came in with 1-11 season. Colorado State had a better season last year. Okay, and they're coming back with some players. So just because of the hype of Deion, they were doing good, and it's a rival. That don't mean they were supposed to blow them out. But I think, though, if Hunter stayed in that game, it would have been a lot more different game, though. I think it would have been different. On something.
They're probably referring to the point spread. The point spread was like 23.
Right.
They were supposed to bang them out. Matter of fact, the week before, Colorado got 50 points put on them by somebody else that really wasn't all that good. I had to pull it back up to see it. I want to say it was Oregon State or somebody had already put 50 on them. So, no, they wasn't that good. And, like, as far as the thing, if you're a coach and you tell people, you know, they disrespecting us, and we're going to go hard. I don't want y'all to ease up on nothing. You don't necessarily have to call a bounty. You could just make it, you know, kind of exciting and getting people to the point of letting them know it's going to be a physical game. So I think it was regular dirty. I don't think it was Greg Williams. We trying to knock somebody, the F out dirty. I don't think it was that type of dirty. But either way, Seven said, if they call it targeted, he's deserves one game suspension. But we got to get into a whole nother realm of talking. Like, we got to get out the legal books, call your lawyer off the side of the bus. The NCAA don't pay players, so they cannot fine anybody. They don't pay nobody. They use the NIL as a go-between to make everybody else pay them. So, no, we can't start talking about fines from the NCAA. Probably. They ain't got that authority yet because they don't pay nobody. So that part I can't roll with. But, yeah, I'm with y'all. If it's called targeting, he should be suspended. And, no, I don't think he tried to do it. I think he was trying to make a highlight hit and got too thirsty and did it after the play. Like, man, was defenseless receiver. You know what I mean? But,
no,
the ball,
did you see the beginning of the game?
Hold on. Yeah. The ball was already beyond Hunter and on the ground. It was already an incomplete pass when he hit Hunter. So I disagree with it wasn't malicious or intentional. I believe that coach put them batteries in that youngin' back and sent him out to do exactly what he did. Remove Hunter.
Did
from
anybody
the game.
See pregame? Did y'all see pregame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they all did.
That let you know right then and there it was intentional. Because Hunter was one of the main ones arguing with them guys.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Fifth highest rated game ever.
And then how he postured over him, though. But look how he postured over him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he meant
that,
to do that.
That's
that.
More
he
to
tried
my
to
point.
Do that.
To, in my mind, he was trying to rock him. He was trying to get a big hit. Problem was, like I said, he was too thirsty, and the play was over, and he still did it, and then tried to stunt like he did something. You know what I mean? Not realizing, I think, at the time, the full, you know, the full parameters of what happened. The doctors had to come in and pulled him later in the game. Dude, if Travis hadn't listened to them doctors, they don't tell him what had happened. What could have happened?
Right.
That's how serious that injury was.
Yeah.
So,
eternal
and y'all think that coach ain't stupid? He knew what this was. He was hyping the game. It's like selling the fight. That's why he did the little sunglasses thing, man. Come on, y'all. Y'all really think he cared about the sunglasses and that?
And beyond
no, I ain't the glass.
Hit though,
I'm
man.
talking about the wolf between
beyond
the young boys.
This, you know, and beyond all of that, this man tried to make Deion make it personal, talking about the man's mother and the way she raised him. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the rules, man. You don't listen. You don't say jack.
He's off limits.
Exactly. They're completely off limits. And if a coach stoops to that level, who's to say he didn't stoop to the level of telling this young man, take him out? And like Captain said, Hunter was the main one arguing with Colorado State during the pregame. When they all met at the center of the field, And it looked like they was about to fight instead of play football. Yes, that coach instigated that all week long. And he now the school pays him. They should implement a fine on the coach because there's no way you can tell me he did not instigate that. The play was over. It was dead. The ball was had hit the ground, out of bounds, and then you hit this man? Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah,
not
that's
only
still, that's
it
still a bang-bang play, though, Kev. The hit
but
on Shador,
bang,
to
bang.
Me, the
it
hit on Shador
bang,
got
bang,
got a better argument for being dirty trying to take somebody out because he drove Shador into the ground. That defensive defensive end? That drove him into that was dirtier than the other play to me. To me,
man,
that
he got
that kind of
slight. With his helmet,
there's nothing covering his
head.
Right, his core. Like to me, that was more about it. Just it was just the worst of the worst just happening at once. Where Buddy,
but,
you know what I mean?
Like
Buddy just moved too much.
He doesn't have anything covering his core. So dude ducked and he knew what he was hitting at. He didn't try to hit no shoulder pads or nothing like that. He went right for the dude guts where there's no padding at.
Mm-hmm. And look, as a coach, speaking from a coach mindset, if another coach is telling someone to do this to one of my players, Slim, I'm protesting to everyone that will listen. Because that coach needs to be fined as well. That young boy would not have had the gumption to do that if that coach didn't put batteries in his back. Seriously.
Did y'all see Deion's press?
No.
But I like the way Colorado responded. They didn't. The whole sideline did not get crazy or nothing like that. They didn't surround the player or nothing. You know, like I said, I wonder what would have happened if it was true. But still, just even the hit, though, but even the hit would have been a rival game, as they like say, been chipping at each other all game. So, you know, and it seemed like Colorado State had been playing kind of like dirty to me. And then, like, I'm just saying, what if this hit would have been a Colorado player taking out a Colorado State player on their side? How would they would have reacted, knowing how they was really chippy then? Everybody was chippy, though, but they was really chippy. You know, like you said, hit on Shador.
You know what? That's a credit to the job that Deion Sanders is doing. Because all of his players, the only one that showed a reaction was Shador. When he got up in the Colorado State players, face and they bumped helmets. That was the only one that showed any reaction whatsoever. And what did Deion do? He called his son to the sideline, got him back on game mode, and they did what they did. Colorado State.
Can I make a comment?
Because they stopped playing football. Go ahead, make your comment.
I'd like to make a comment. I mean, everybody done said what they had to say. I hope about the hit. I just want to make a comment on the game itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think from what I saw, if Colorado State had not made as many penalties as they made in that game, Colorado State might have won that game. Deion did a hell of a job keeping them in it, and the coaches did a hell of a job keeping them in it to this point where they finally could capitalize on all the mistakes that Colorado State made. But I really believe if not for that Colorado State had a great chance of winning that game Saturday night, even though it didn't go off to 2:30 Sunday morning.
Well, they did.
Right.
On what 57 is saying, I do agree. Because what happened was they let the game get bigger than them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, their eyes got too big. They was already in the lead. They had started doing too much. And then it was like it had overwhelmed them at some point. It had overwhelmed them. And then they started making dumb mistakes. They kept doing dumb things. And the game just got out of hand after that. And then, like you said, Prime, he just capitalized on all their mistakes. Every last one of them.
That's what kept them in the game, though. Them playing dirty, playing to the whistle, whatever you want to call it, that's what made the game as close as it was, like just keeping it in the bucket.
Yes.
And here's what Prime said today. Blackburn is a good player who played a phenomenal game. He's still a young man trying to make it in life. He does not deserve a death threat over a game. I forgive him. My team forgives him. Travis Hunter has forgiven him. Let's move on. That kid does not deserve
it. Hold on. Go ahead, Pat.
So that was Prime today at the presser talking about the situation. I think inside of that locker room, I think everybody looking at that play different. I think everybody thought Travis got the wind knocked out of him, and it was a bang-bang play. I don't think they're seeing all this malicious intent that other people are. Like I said, I think the Shador hit was much worse. But Shador did a Tom Brady thing after this was done. Like, this dude went 90 yards in a rivalry game, biggest game you've seen in, like, 10 years.
98.
Like, man, these kids are doing a phenomenal thing. But, boy, USC coming. Oregon coming. That's all I'm going to say.
Oregon.
Yeah, but they short a man. They short two men because he played both positions, defense and offense.
That,
so, like I said, they're taking out that guy.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, by them taking out Travis Hunter, by him not being there, that's a big part of your offense and defense. But thank God, number 87, they tight end stepped up and other receivers stepped up. And like you say, Shador was very calm and cool. And he just his composure, man. But as far as penalties, they created the penalties. The refs didn't just call the penalties because they didn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Dirty all night.
So
dirty all night.
Go ahead, Diane. Diane, you with us?
Jeff Spencer taking it too far. You shouldn't get Jeff over a play.
Yeah.
Exactly, over a play. Mm-hmm.
We all know some people eat, sleep, and breathe football. So when it comes to plays that people believe are malicious intent and trying outside of the realm of football, it drives people to that point. It drives them to that point. And again, I'm like, I don't think the young man should be receiving death threats. But
correct.
At the same time, I think the official the officials should have been more on top of that. I think the team, it shouldn't have had to pull him out. I think the officials should have pulled him out. You know,
yeah.
What are you waiting at? What are you waiting for the team to do? The team, the coach obviously didn't think it was wrong because he told the boy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you know, hey, I'm just of the mindset that the officials dropped the ball on that. It was somewhat of a bang bang play, but at the same time, dude, come on, man. You what you did completely went outside the realm of football. And you're a better person and a better player than that. That's
yeah.
my final say on that. All right, y'all. Great conversation.
Yeah.
Colorado plays Oregon 3:30 Saturday, and I shall be right in front of the TV watching that one.
Yeah.
Great conversation. Big boy, did you have something you wanted to say, big boy?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey, big
what's
boy.
Hey, what up, big boy?
What's up, big boy? Just leaving the shop. But hey, look. As far as that late hit and all that, it is what it is. We know that it was going to do something. We know that because of the way that the coach was amping the game up. I don't think that the youngins should receive that death threat. But at the same time, that coach need to be held accountable for his team. He need to be held accountable. He needs to be fined or something.
Yeah.
He, you know, I like the way Deion, the way he responded today, but you know, in that locker room, he used that as fuel. He used that to say, "You see what's going on. Protect yourself at all times, but don't let up. Make a mess. And, you know." It's ridiculous that things got to get that way over a game.
Mm-hmm.
But we are what we are. And I'm looking forward to next week. Oregon putting up a lot of points and they doing what they do. They short one man, two positions, but it's time for everybody, it's time to step up. Next man in. Until the man
next
gets
man back. Up is my motto. That's my motto. Next man up.
Yeah, and
stay ready.
That's the only way they gonna overcome that. That ignorance is about keep winning. Keep winning.
Yeah. Excellent point. Excellent point.
What's up, Biscuit?
Big boy.
No, he said, "Well, you heard him, Biscuit 57. You heard him, 57.
Yeah, I heard him.
All right, y'all.
What's
great,
up, big
great
boy?
Great conversation, y'all. Great conversation. 563-999-3783.
Y'all know what it means.
Oh, man. I was set up. Better bring some water, get gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a baby drum bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go.
Lady T's right here. Come on, baby.
Yes. Here we go. Over here. Okay, so let me stop. All right. I was a little hyped, y'all. That was the seed nerdy thing. I was about to get out my seed nerdy thing, but I ain't going to do that. All right.
I don't blame you.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. You're hyped up, don't it? All right, y'all, listen. Y'all know what it is. It's Lady T's Kicks, you guys. And I want to thank everybody that supports us here on Kale's Corner for doing the Lady T's Kicks. I really do appreciate you guys playing along and having some fun, bringing some fun to Kale's Corner. All right. Listen, this week is amazing. You guys studied. Okay, everybody studied. So that was a great thing. We bounced back. 8 picks, guys. We're going to start it off with 8 picks. And the only reason why one of these names is in this 8 picks is because they didn't finish out the picks. Okay? So we don't know where they would be at. But let's keep it moving anyway. So we're starting out with 8 picks, and we have 57. Good job. Bounced back from 2 from last week. That's great. 007. Marcus. And Miss Diane at 8 picks. Yeah.
Okay.
And it only goes up from here, guys. Okay. 10 picks.
I got wrong.
And look, I got wrong. This group right here is some of the coolest people I know. I mean, these people are my family, like my family. All y'all are my family, but listen to this list right here. 10 picks. I got my co-host. Oh, yes, with 10 picks. I got my hubby with 10 picks. I got the one and only Capitone Cap with 10 picks. Cap, you can't win 2 times in a row. I'm just so sorry.
Yes.
And we got Miss Mima. We got Lady Mima is in the building at 10 picks.
All right, Mima.
If y'all ain't heard y'all name yet, that means you might be the winner. Okay? I'm hyped over here, y'all. I am hyped. Okay,
man.
Listen. 11 picks. Okay? 11 picks. Y'all know we are grooving over here. Now, who was that with that noise? Okay, 11 picks. We got Mom Betty. Come on, Mom Betty.
All right.
I see you, girl.
All right, Mama B.
And we got, from 4 to 11, we got G coming in the building. We got G in the building. And myself, Lady T, with 11 picks. Y'all heard me. And if you ain't heard your name yet, guess what? You know who you are and you know what it is. Come on, Reese.
Damn.
Reese with 12 picks. Come on, Miss Reese.
Wow.
With the 12 picks. Congratulations to Reese. Reese Cross.
Congratulations. Reese, you better not be hating.
We're going to say Reese Adonis. Reese, you
see that? Walking around all week.
The champ is here.
As
long as we didn't have any repeat winners, I'm happy.
Look,
and you know what?
Hey, y'all, during the game last night, I counted it up and I said, "Yeah, I'm looking good. I got 10. I'm looking good. Get out of here. Reese coming in talking about some. I got 11 before the game was
before
even
the night
over.
Game.
Yeah, and I was like, come on, Pittsburgh. Y'all got to lose this game because I do not want to hear her mouth. Second time winning. Lady T.
We saw.
Yeah, I got the head.
You got the head.
You welcome, Reese. You welcome, Reese, baby. We got you.
She got
Come
the
on, Reed.
We got your back.
Hey, look. Y'all, she out there screaming and celebrating. Well, girl, you better tell us the winning lottery numbers. Give me that. Let's scream together on this platform.
Hey, hey, let her celebrate and win. Leave her alone. Let her celebrate her win.
Come on,
whatever.
Come on, Reese. You on?
With the Lady T's picks, Reese, what do you have to say for yourself with your 12 picks, Reese? You have the floor.
Yes. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we
can hear
you,
babe.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank
Loud
you for my
clear.
Winning.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Hey,
welcome to the winner's circle. Welcome to the winner's circle. It's just both of
you. Oh, man.
Kel, G said you got him on mute. G said you got him on mute. Take him off of mute.
Okay. All
oh,
right. Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, that is G. Come on, G.
Come on, man. That's terrible. I got another piece. You got me on mute. I went from 2 to 4 to 11. You got me on mute. Come on,
Kel. Good job.
Come on.
Good
job. Remember 57 that with 10? Hey, 57, we came up, baby.
Yeah, but just check this out, G. Hey, G, if you had picked the Steelers, like I told you, you would have been tied with Reese for the pot.
Yeah.
I know. I got stuck on that one.
Yeah.
Hey, that was fun, though. Hey, but we came
no,
up, though.
No, Deshaun Watson messed up on that.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, can I?
Sean Watson didn't mess up on anything. He couldn't understand that defense that was being played on it last night.
Right.
He messed up.
Mason got hurt.
Running back got hurt.
Huh?
He threw a pick six on the first play. He threw
yeah, that's
a pick
up.
Six on the first play.
Yes.
Yeah, he threw a pick six.
And
the
pass interference they called on the Eagles in the Super Bowl, they ain't called last night.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right. How about that?
Where's the logic?
Well, hey, man.
But Washington,
hey,
John Watson.
On that touchdown, on that
door, man.
It's too many people talking at one time. What say, y'all?
The referees made up for the Giants game last year, where they didn't call the pass interference on the Giants with the touchdown in the end zone, and when they called Terry McLaurin for what do they call it, illegal formation or something like that. Yeah, so yeah, it's
so that,
time
that's
that
what
we're
doing. That's what we're
that's
doing.
What they did. That's what they
That's,
did. Sir.
You talking about last
That's
year, about this year, and a whole different team. Okay.
Oh,
I get a
oh,
win is
oh,
a win. Take
what?
It how you can get it.
Yeah. I got to remember y'all lost. I got to remember y'all lost this week. You got
Badly.
A little bit of salt. You got a little bit of salt on you right now.
Badly.
He's been eating them salt and pepper.
Hey,
Kale. Salt and vinegar, potato chips. Salt and vinegar.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar. What's up, 57?
Let me say this. We saw something different last night in Deshaun Watson. You saw those two penalties where he grabbed a face mask when he was about to tap. Didn't grab it and let it go, but grabbed it
yeah.
and pulled the man completely out of bounds with it.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
He got frustrated because of the defense. If our offense, we played a better team that first game. I give it to San Francisco. They got a good team. But last night, they couldn't do anything against our defense. We might have the second best defense in the NFL. And the only reason why I say that is because we lost the week before to San Francisco. That's the only team
and
to beat.
Offense.
So,
and the 30th ranked all out. The 30th ranked all out.
Hey, we might have a 30th ranked offense. But y'all, but look, just so you'll know, Cap, we coming for you, baby. Can't wait to get there.
Well,
it was some BS because he did grab the face mask, but that he was trying to like move his hand out the way, and the dude was holding him to his face, like he was holding his hand to his face. If you go back and look at it, he was holding his hand. It was just some dirty face. It was just dirty.
Yeah. You must have been half asleep on that right there.
Listen,
I wasn't asleep. I was watching.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
All I'm gonna say is I know the NFL had a little cup at Watt locker.
Kirby said the Commanders defense is better than the Steelers defense.
Man, get out of here, Kirby.
That's an absolute fact.
You need to change your oxygen, Kirby, because they're giving you too much.
Can I say something from earlier? The comeback that we did was pivotal by Jameson Davis. Tomlin, we ain't got no linebacker. That one play changed the whole complex of the whole game. That allowed us to be down by 7. For us to be in the third quarter, for Bill Enemy was like, look here, we're going to pull out the arsenal from this playbook, and we're going to, you know, do what we have to do to get in the end zone and get some points on the board. Although Joey Sly was missing field goals because Cheeseman with the long snap. But that's another thing. They came back and won that game when they had no chance, when people gave them a 3% chance. And that's because he big deep in his playbook. Yes, Bill, Irv Betterby, he's for real. And we can win ugly games. And we can win ugly games like that.
Broncos,
we can go to the playoffs.
It was the Broncos.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
What that mean?
I mean,
they come again,
it was the Broncos.
When they went for two in y'all game, this ain't even no shade or nothing. That was a pass interference. They supposed to call the pass interference on that last play, on that 2-point conversion. That was a pass interference that they did
Thank
not call.
You
were lying. And they gave
that's
y'all that game.
That's
what
I'm
they
talking
gave
about,
lady.
That's the devil talking to her.
That's the devil talking.
No,
That was a pass.
What happened was supposed to happen. What happened was God made it happen. God said, let them miss that.
Come on, Rev. Don't do that, man.
No, yeah, he did. You got to
call
on
the job.
I believe
God
like
that.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I came back.
Why they ain't calling
that
shit on the job game?
He was busy and Joshua and Abraham couldn't make it.
Hold on for a second. Let me get my thought out and then you can respond. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. What I'm saying is it was a pass interference on that last call on the 2-point conversion. That was a pass interference. Everybody said that, even the commentators. The Washington commentator
Please.
Said it. The Broncos commentator said it. They just didn't call it. It was uncatchable. How can y'all say it was uncatchable? It was passed in the first. Let them say what they want to say. They know in their heart that it was passed in the first, regardless if it was catchable or not. It was passed in the first.
It was pass interference. Yes. It was. He got there before the ball. He grabbed the man from the back. It was pass interference. But at the same time, we've seen calls like that go against Washington. We've seen plays like that go against.
I'm just saying they gave y'all the game.
Because we scored our own points.
Well, I ain't no Jazz fan.
So nobody gave us anything. That's what I'm about to say.
See, I thought you liked San Francisco. Why you so worried about defending Denver? Them Bammers lost, they lost. End of story.
I'm not defending nobody. I'm not defending nobody. I'm calling the game like I see
Russ
it.
This is a sports talk show, so we're talking sports.
I'm not defending anything. We're talking sports, so that's what I'm doing. I'm talking sports with everybody else. I'm in the conversation.
San Francisco look good, though. Lady T, I must say San Francisco did do pretty good, though. I ain't mad at you for that. But why you defended Denver?
They won't look good this week.
But you still ain't answering the question, why you defended Denver?
It's a Giants.
Denver and San Fran is two different places. You can smoke weed in Colorado. I don't think you can smoke weed in San Francisco.
Let me defend you. You can smoke in San Francisco. That's the problem.
They smoking good in San Francisco.
Right, they smoking anything out there. But the same way you got PFF grading players, we need a site that grades the players.
I'm just saying I need everybody to put a couple of players on your prayer list. What I mean is like Nick Chubb with the knee injury, Saquon Barkley with the leg injury. Odell Beckham with the ankle injury. Joe Burrow, he has a calf injury. Micah Hyde, hamstring. Zach Martin, ankle. Devontae Adams, he has a concussion. And Logan Thomas, he has a concussion for the Washington Commanders. So if you guys have anywhere in your heart to put those guys on your prayer list because they need it. They're human.
I'm praying for everybody except for Saquon.
Let's not forget Travis Hunter. He needs to go on that prayer list as well.
Can I enlighten
y'all on the story also? Do y'all remember Sergio Brown? He used to play with New England Patriots.
What about?
Yeah, man.
He's from my hometown. They found his mother dead, and they said he's been having mental problems. They don't know if he did it or not because he's been missing. But the other day, like I say, his mother had been missing. They finally found her in Addison Creek. That's not about 10 miles from where we live at and stuff. And I just want to lift his family up. You know, Sergio Brown's family. I say he's from Proviso.
Yeah,
he's just from Maywood, from my hometown, and he played with the New England Patriots.
That's what's up.
And with that being said, guys, y'all know what it is. Y'all know exactly what it is. Capitone. No, Reese. Is Reese still here?
Yeah, she's still here.
I would like to thank
I would like to thank all you all for playing this week, pool, and I'm really happy. and thank you guys.
Boy.
Love you guys.
All right. Good job. And with that being said, you guys, y'all know what time it is. It is time to go. So with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love on you so much more on Thursday. You're going to feel it. Because Kale always say, squeeze them till they feel it. So we will do that on Thursday. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Hey, I enjoyed it, you guys. We enjoy you guys. Please be safe. Pay attention. That's what my husband always say. Be safe. Pay attention. My mom always say, peace, love, and soul. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, thank you all again. Hey, this was a great, great show. Great show, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all bringing it strong. every week, and we really appreciate it. Every show, y'all bringing it strong. Don't forget Thursday, Lady T's pick. I'm telling you, my girl ain't going to keep winning. Love y'all. Have a great Wednesday, and be safe, y'all. Please, please, be safe. Remember, if you're on your cell phone while you're driving, put that joint down, man. I'm going to tell each and every one of you, there is no text or conversation that is worth your life. We mean that. All right. See y'all Thursday, 5 p.m.
Get down.
In the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a stronger neck. Sniffing up drugs, all in her nose, could've died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowds you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be. Listen again, this is for grown-looking girls who's only 10, the ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID, careful, before you meet a man with HIV, you can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey, whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are, give yourself time to grow, you're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know, you're thinking life's all about smoking ice. You don't want to be my agent, can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I want to
be, what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I want to
be. I'll be where I wanna
now,
be.
Go. We came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow, they'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters, read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing, hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen.
I know I can,
be what I wanna
be,
if I work hard at it,
I'll
be where I wanna
be.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all.
Save the music.